Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Monday, October 16th, 2023. Stand up for your country. Well, news analysis of the Hamas-Israel war is largely terrible. It's really bad. And the reason is that the pundits don't know what they're talking about. And it's shocking. Now, the correspondents on the ground, they're doing a good job. But their access is limited. The Israeli authorities control what they do, where they go. Just remember that. We're going to do a report on that tomorrow. But the analysis is awful. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. We begin where everybody should begin. History. Okay? So World War II ends. Tens of millions of people in Europe are displaced. They have nowhere to go. Every Jew in Egypt, in Europe, where do they go? Most of their families are destroyed, homes confiscated. They have no money. They have nothing. There are giant camps all over, not concentration camps. These are run by the Allies to feed and house people who have nowhere to go. Okay, so in the Holy Land, and that's a term I'm going to use now, okay, Jews, Christians, and Muslims all consider Palestine the Holy Land. There is a Jewish authority established there. Okay, it's run by a guy named David Ben Gurion. This is 1948. There's negotiations going on with the Allied forces, that is France, Great Britain, and America, to have Jews come to the Holy Land and establish a country, which happens. Okay? Harry Truman, the president of the United States, was the spearhead for that. Clement Attlee, the British prime minister, didn't want it. Opposed it. Winston Churchill, out of office then, he came back in a few years, he supported it. Okay, so the Jewish state of Israel arises. America recognizes it first day. The UN recognizes it months later. There it is. Jews come from all over the world, but mostly Europe, okay, to Israel. Well, they displace Arabs who were there for centuries because the Jews have more power. And so Arabs are shunted aside. They don't like that. Would you? No. And then there's war after war, conflict after conflict. Then fast forward to modern times. Israel is a nation, all right? 7 million Jews, 2 million Arabs. Now, here's something most people don't know. Israel offers citizenship to all Arabs living in the Holy Land. You can become an Israeli citizen if you're an Arab. All you got to do is apply. Okay? Some have, but most have not. Why? Because the Muslim fundamentalists hate the Jews, and if you become an Israeli citizen, you're a collaborator as a Muslim. Got it? Two main areas where the Muslims are: Gaza and the West Bank. Gaza is controlled by Hamas, terror group. I'm not just making that up, it's a designated terror group. West Bank is controlled to some extent by Hezbollah, and they are mostly in Lebanon, another terror group. Both Hamas, Hezbollah, funded by Iran. The only foreign policy Hamas has is kill every Jew. That's it. There's no drive for a state or a country or anything. Kill all the Jews. Now, you hear about the Palestinian Authority. There is no Palestinian Authority. It doesn't exist. They got a couple of buildings, some guys go in and out, but Hamas rules because they have the guns and they will kill you. That's it. So Israel has to protect itself from Hamas because Hamas wants to kill all the Jews. Hezbollah, the same thing. Israel is very aggressive in doing that. And if you understand the history of it, it's logical. If you don't understand the history of it, read Killing the SS, please. I can't make it any more vivid than that book. And there's Killing the Killers you're looking at. That gets into the modern day terrorism. But Killing the SS is the history of it, of the Holocaust and the attacks on the Jews, which for forever, Germany and Russia, the two worst. Okay. So now, American politicians, no clue on how to deal with this at all. None. Trump strong-armed the mullahs in Tehran, basically by saying, if you do anything, we're going to blow the hell out of your oil fields and your ports. That's what Trump told them. And they believed him. So while they operated underground, this Hamas thing never would have happened because Trump would have just went right in and blasted them. Because Hamas could not exist without Iran. Biden has no clue. And he was on 60 Minutes last night. Go.
What happened in Gaza, in my view, is Hamas and the extreme elements of Hamas don't represent all the Palestinian people. And I think that it would be a mistake to for Israel to occupy Gaza again. We did, but to going in and taking out the extremists, Hezbollah is up north, but Hamas down south is a necessary requirement.
Do you believe that Hamas must be eliminated entirely?
Yes, I do. But there needs to be a Palestinian Authority. There needs to be a path to a Palestinian state.
Ridiculous. Who's going to run the Palestinian state? Who? Hamas? They're the controlling force. There's no Palestinian Authority. Now, Biden doesn't know that because he doesn't know anything. And I'm sorry, but he doesn't. He doesn't know. Oh, yeah, we have to have a two-state solution. No. If there were two states that both wanted reconciliation and a partnership that would benefit the people, then it would be possible. But there's not. Hamas wants to kill the Jews. We all get this. So you got the leader of the free world out in the ozone. All right, this is never going to be solved. And I mean that literally. All Israel can do is protect itself and try not to abuse innocent women and children. Finally, kids in Gaza, West Bank, Syria, wherever, are taught to hate Jews from the time they are cognizant of anything. The schools teach that. What do you think the mentality is going to be? And for Biden to go, Hamas doesn't represent all the Palestinian people. What do you mean? You think there's any active dissent against Hamas in Gaza? If there were, that person's head would be on a stake. It's like Iran. Can't oppose the mullahs. It just makes me nauseous to hear this tripe every single day. And that's the memo.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, so Biden was supposed to go to Colorado, give a speech about windmills or something, but he canceled it because it would have embarrassed him. So he had to stay here, and I don't know what he does. It all depends on what Israel does, because Israel's going to go into Gaza. I'm not exactly sure what Israel is going to do there. But when they do anything, I will analyze it. A lot of people say Egypt should have accept the refugees. Egypt doesn't know what it's doing. Cairo can't do that. I took a bus from Cairo to Tel Aviv, and I went through Gaza. I went through the Sinai. Egypt can't. Wouldn't do it anyway, because Egypt would then alienate all the Muslim fundamentalists. They're not going to, you know, you would think that they would try to help the Palestinian people, but they're not going to. The UN could do it. They could do it. They could form the camps. I wouldn't take any men, just women and children. Safe passage. Israel would do that. Get them out of there and let the UN administer it. They could do it. Egypt's not going to do it. Okay, so Biden's befuddled and has been for quite some time, and now the polls have caught up with it. AP poll, Democrat 42, Republican 36, Independent 21. When it comes to overseas business dealings, do you think Joe Biden has done something illegal or unethical? Illegal, unethical, 68%. Not done anything wrong, 30%. So Americans got this. They've got the Hunter Biden thing. Generally speaking, would you say things in a country are heading in the right direction? 21. Wrong direction? 78. That is Armageddon right there, that number. And approve or disapprove of Biden handling his job? 38 approve. 61 disapprove. Another disaster. One of the interesting things about this Hamas Israel war is that has affected the U.S. media, MSNBC, the worst ever, and it has been for a number of years. So they were openly sympathetic to Hamas in the beginning, not anymore. So I reported with Bernie Goldberg that the Anti-Defamation League, the Jewish authorities, did contact Comcast, which owns NBC News, and say, you better knock it off. I believe that happened, but I can't confirm it with any document. Wish I could. But anyway, here's what happened on MSNBC. Mehdi Hassan, who is just a far-left crank, he got his show pulled on Thursday on the streaming platform. Aman Molahdine, another incredible far-left kook, was supposed to fill in for another kook, Joy Reid, but they pulled him and put Ari Melba in there instead. And then Alicia Menendez, the senator's daughter, replaced Ali Velshi on Saturday's show. So Roberts, the CEO of Comcast, runs NBC, as I said, is now pulling the radicals off NBC to some extent. So anyway, this war, I'm not speculating about it. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I do know it's going to have a profound effect on the media and on our culture. It's already happening. So let's bring in a guy who's following this as well. Hugo Gurdon is the editor-in-chief at the Washington Examiner. He joins us now from D.C. Cancel culture, I wrote a message of the day on BillO'Reilly.com, is now, that was invented by the far left to destroy opposition, put allegations on people we don't like, try to get them off the board. Now cancel culture is changing and going after the far left. Pretty ironic, isn't it?
It is ironic, but this the invasion by Hamas and the extraordinary atrocities that there have just been has really shaken things up, and it's made it a very difficult it's a very difficult situation for the left to deal with, because the left has for decades now increasingly been opposed to Israel and has supports Hamas. And frankly, as you've seen from the demonstrations out in the streets in our own country as well as all over the world, the supporters are the opponents of Israel support Hamas and all their deeds. They go out and they say that the deeds are justified. They are, you know, they include in this the rape and murder of women and children and the appalling atrocities that are being reported. So this has thrown the left into very considerable confusion. And I'm not surprised that executives at, you know, at news organizations have decided that they can't be can't have people on who are radically supportive of this kind of atrocity.
Were you surprised at Harvard and other higher education places were so radicalized that they would almost immediately sign on with Hamas? Did that surprise you at all?
Oh, I wish I could say I was surprised. It comes into that very large and growing category of things which are shocking but not surprising. It can't be surprised that the Harvard students and frankly students at universities all over the country, both undergraduates and graduates, who are increasingly militant, increasingly radical, ideologically hidebound to the left, they're absolutely in lockstep. It's not a surprise that they would come out and start, you know, making justifications and, you know, blaming Israel. As you cite the Harvard organizations, 31 different student organizations. They said that Israel was entirely responsible for the violence that was perpetrated against it. And this is something that the left does, Bill. I mean, in all sorts of policy areas and cultural areas, they basically blame the victims. It's rather like the way that they blame the victims of crime and they excuse the perpetrators. It's exactly what they're doing in international and in domestic affairs.
In the philosophical quarter, the far left has always considered Israel a fascist state. And right. I gave the history, as you heard, leading up to that. I'm not quite sure why that has become such a pet issue for the far left. I mean, surely they understand the Holocaust, the displacement after World War II, all the horror that the Jewish people have endured for centuries. Surely they understand that, all right? And that the Holy Land is divided among three groups. And this was really the only solution here to save the Jews that weren't killed during World War II. If you have any sense of historical perspective, you've got to understand that. So why would the far left then brand it a fascist country.
But you're completely right. There is no sense of historical perspective. If you understand the history, you know why that Israel exists, and the Jews have been there actually for 4,000 years and more. So, but everything on the left these days is seen through the lens of these subjects that we've all heard about more and more over the past 2-3 decades, that is race, class, and gender. And these matters are, in Israel is looked at in that way. The left turns everything upside down, as I was saying, in their intersectionality. The more you are, essentially it makes excuses for failure. Socialism has always been about, and radical egalitarianism has always been about equalizing success and failure. And people who fail, people who can't look after themselves, etc., are given government money, etc. The radical egalitarianism in reducing the difference between failure and success has also reduced the difference between right and wrong, and ultimately now it is eliminating the difference between good and evil. The problem for the Jews is that they are successful. They run a successful liberal democracy where people can thrive and can be happy, and they can accumulate wealth and be successful. In the left's kind of matrix of understanding almost anything, the people who are successful are oppressors. We see that in this country too. The people who are unsuccessful, can't govern themselves, misbehave, commit crime, or in the international sphere, you know, are tyrannical, dictatorial, murderous, etc. They are categorized as the oppressed. So there's an extraordinary thing, given the history, given the fact that 6 million Jews were murdered because of who they were, because of who they were racially in the Second World War. Jews are now almost honorary white supremacists.
It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. And last question for you. Socially in America, and I'm generalizing, most Jews are very liberal people.
Yes.
And their voting patterns are that way. Okay?
Right.
Yep. You think that's going to change now?
You know, it absolutely should, and I suspect that to some extent it will. Sadly for me, I wrote probably 20 years ago that it was going to change. How could the Jews possibly continue to support the Democratic Party as it pulled further and further away from Israel, undermined its support, and supported these organizations like Hamas and Hezbollah? Unfortunately, the dramatic change that I thought was going to take place then did not take place. There has been some easing. I think that this latest episode, which the Jews think of as their 9/11, they now refer to 10/7 as being their 9/11. It is going to change some voting patterns, but I fear it won't change it as dramatically as we would hope. And that'll be partly because the left, the Democrats in particular, are very good at sort of demagoguing an issue and painting the right as some racist and fascist and all the other ghastly things.
Mr. Gordon, we really appreciate it. Washington Examiner, you guys should check it out. And I hope we can talk again soon. Thank you very much. U.S. gets a C-plus in retirement. So the Mercer Institute for Global Pensions. It's a think tank, I guess. They did a study. And they got 46 countries, I guess, or something like that. So we are, 47 countries. USA is 22nd in retirement benefits out of the 47. So retirement benefits are what the government gives you combined with what you can save. The Netherlands is number one. So the Netherlands is about 18 million people. And the government is very generous, cradle to grave entitlements, and then they take all your money when you earn it. Which is why there are more Dutch people here in the United States than there are in the Netherlands, because you can't make any money. But when you get old, the government takes care of you in Holland, and then you can have your 401ks or whatever. So they're number one. The worst country on the planet, or out of the 47 studied, is Argentina. It's totally chaotic and always has been in the economic realm. The United States, as I said, is 22nd. Now, pensions and all that, this speaks to self-reliance. That's what it speaks to. And a lot of people are not self-reliant. They spend all their money. Most Americans, I'll submit, they don't have enough for retirement. You get Social Security because you pay into it. You get Medicare because you pay into it. Okay, we're just getting back what we've already paid. But then what? If you're lucky enough to work for a company, it gives you a pension. That's nice. But those are going down. I don't get a pension from any company. I get a pension from AFTRA, SAG, my union, the union that just went on strike. Okay, I get a pension from them because I've been paying dues for 40 years into the union. So I have that stream coming in. So I'm fine. I'd be fine anyway because my father told me when I was 17 years old, every paycheck, you save 10% of your money. And I did. Since I'm 17, I saved it. Most people don't. So USA is a lot of self-reliance here. And that's the key to living out your senior years in comfort.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
George Soros closing offices in Baltimore, Barcelona, and places in Africa, six offices in Africa. This is the Open Society Foundation, which is trying to corrupt the whole world, making the whole world into a socialist enterprise with no borders, no crime control. That's George Soros's vision. Now, don't write me a letter going, why is he doing that? I am not a psychiatrist. He is a destructive man. He has donated a lot of money to hurt me. Okay, because I've been after him for a long time. Anyway, he's on the ropes, and we like that. 40% reduction in the workforce of the Open Society Foundation. And old George, who's 93, he handed his whole operation over to his son, Alex, in June. So this is Alex is doing all this. But they're still very potent. We're going to have a story tomorrow about how much Soros money is going into the Biden campaign. And that's all you need to know about Joe Biden, is that big Soros money is going in there. That's all you need to know. And we'll have that for you tomorrow. Smart Life. So there's a million studies about nutrition. At the Antil Nutrition Group in Raleigh, North Carolina, they put out five snacks that'll help you, are good for you. So as we all know, sugar is the devil. All right, there was a ridiculous study out earlier this week that said, sugar is as addictive as cocaine and heroin. That's bull. That's not true. But sugar is addictive, but not as addictive as cocaine and heroin. Okay, so when you hear something like that, you just go, okay, fine. But if you eat a lot of sugar, you're going to die young because it kills your immune system. A little sugar, fine. A lot of sugar, you're dying young. And you're going to die painful. Okay? Just keep that in mind. So here are the best snacks. Smart Life program. Remember, this is the only show that does Smart Life for you. Greek yogurt. High in protein. Keeps you full. I eat it. I throw a little blueberries on it. It does not taste good. All right? I'm not looking forward to it. But I eat it. Fills you up. Little blueberries or strawberries, what on it. Good. Nuts and seeds. Pumpkin seeds, it's the season, they're good. Almonds, walnuts, I eat the cashews. I have the almonds, Cashews are a little tastier. 3, hummus vegetables. Once in a while. Whole grain crackers and cheese. I eat that. All right, got to get the whole grain crackers, not the sugar crackers. All right, and you just slice a little cheese off. Okay, gives a little dairy, you know, fights osteo. It's good, and it fills you up. All right, and finally, my favorite, apple, slicey apple, and peanut butter. Now, some people put the peanut butter on the apple, not me. Okay, I'll put the peanut butter on a whole grain cracker. But if you eat some slices of apples and the peanut butter on a cracker, you'll be full. You don't have to eat the ice cream and the cookies and the candy. All right, so maybe when the kids come trick-or-treating, you go, would you like an apple and some cheese on a whole grain? And they'll go, no, I want the Reese's option. Okay, now here's some examples of people taking action. Colleges depend on alumni to give them money, okay? So Ken Griffin, he pledged $300 million to Harvard this year. $300 million. Griffin says he might not do that, all right? Former U.S. ambassador to Russia, John Huntsman, he's pulling his donations to UPenn. Leslie Wexner, Victoria's Secret mogul, he's pulling his donations to Harvard. Mark Rowan, Apollo Global Management, pulling his donations to UPenn. Now, that is absolutely legitimate. And I will tell you, on a personal note, I went to Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York. It was a great experience for me. It was a terrific school. Working class school back then. It was physically built by the Marist brothers. All right. My last year there, it went secular so we could get state aid from New York, and the religious aspect of Marist went out. Fine. Okay. No problem. Now Marist has gone left. It's woke. Okay. Now, I gave Marist $1 million of my money to give scholarships to poor people. And I named the scholarship the Peter O'Keefe Scholarship to Marist, because Peter O'Keefe was a brilliant history professor and influenced me. I will not give Marist College a penny for the rest of my life because they are run by insane left-wing people now. And the board of directors allows it. This is a statement that Marist College president Kevin Weinman, who used to work at Amherst, put out. Alongside many in our community, I'm still grappling with the violence in Israel and Gaza and the tragedies unfolding in that region. He's grappling. I'm just grappling. I can't really process. This is weasel stuff. He doesn't want to condemn Hamas. I don't want to talk about terrorism. He grapples. I can't tell you how angry I am. This is the school I went to. This is a school where I got my history degree. It was a great school for working class kids. They've destroyed it. Smart life. I used to give money to Doctors Without Borders. Okay, you've heard of it. Doctors go over, they volunteer, they help people all over the world. Okay, Charity Navigator gives them a 98% rating that says that most all their money goes to helping people. Sounds great, right? No. Doctors Without Borders is another organization, charitable organization that started out very noble, and is now a far-left outfit. You heard a word about them, about terrorism? No. We invite them on this program tonight? No. Any charity needing money to help people all over the world comes on a program that reaches millions of people. Any charity does that. Not Doctors Without Borders. Smart life. You got to investigate before you donate your money to charity. America's the most generous people on the planet. We give more to charity than any other country per capita. Got to investigate.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
All right, let's go to politics now. Jim Jordan, first vote in the House today. Nope. 20 Republicans voted against Jordan. So now they'll have another vote. I mean, we're taping this in a late afternoon. I don't know what they do if they don't want Jordan. Maybe they get somebody else. These Republicans, look, they got to vote their conscience. I understand that. I got it. But they're destroying their own party. It's a laughingstock. Because all the Democrats, they just vote right down the line. Whatever the Democratic leadership, Pelosi, Schumer wants, that's what happens. Republicans have no leader. None. Donald Trump's not a Republican. He's a populist, as I said many times. So anyway, I don't know how it's going to work out, but these dissenters, McCarthy should have never been booted, are really hurting the Republican cause. That's what they're doing. Sometimes you have to vote for the greater good. Let's go to the mail. Kenny Hastings, Ontario, Canada. Hey, Bill. It wasn't really unreasonable for the Allies to give the Jews the Holy Land, but don't you think it would have been smarter to give them some other territory? There was no other territory. And there was already a structure in the Holy Land. So that was never going to happen, Kenny. But it's a good question you're asking. David Carpenter, Adirondack, New York, just finished reading Killing the Killers the day before Hamas attacked Israel last week. I purchased a book in an airport bookstore and read it. I couldn't put it down. I highly recommend it to anyone who wants to understand the terror threat. Killing the Killers, I think, was my best reporting ever that I've ever done. Kenneth Sullivan, Gauley Bridge, West Virginia. Why doesn't Egypt accept refugees from Gaza? Doesn't have the infrastructure to do it. Just can't do it and wouldn't do it because that would alienate the terror people, and Egypt doesn't want any more trouble with the Islamic Brotherhood and all of that, so they wouldn't do it. Angelo Di Donato, Macomb, Michigan. As you said, Hamas' only goal is to kill Jews. It couldn't care less about its own people or a two-state solution. I believe Hamas' real goal is to cause Israel to end up killing multiple times more innocent Palestinians. Yeah, I mean, sure. That's what they want. And Israel's got to be very, very careful when it goes into Gaza. Janet, concierge member. Janet gets direct access to me. I hope you consider that program. It will enhance your life. It will. Bill, you say no evidence of Barack Obama running the Biden administration. How much do you think Obama wants his fingerprints on what's going on, even though his fundamental plan is to destroy our country? Janet, look, I know a lot of people believe that Barack Obama wants to destroy America. I understand. But it's my job to report the facts, not individual belief systems. Joanne, concierge member. So Bernard Goldberg does not believe Mr. Trump acts like a U.S. president. I guess he believes a U.S. president should work 2 hours a day, fumble over every speech, can't walk or talk, and on and on and on and on. I think that Bernie was talking about demeanor. And I think we all have to admit that if Donald Trump could improve his demeanor a bit, I think he'd win in a walk. But every day to have conflict, choose your fights. Al, BLM is led by self-admitted communists. Any American company that supports radicals such as BLM, which is home to should be boycotted. Okay, I'm not a boycott guy, but if you want to not, we gave all a list of the companies, corporations that have donated to Black Lives Matter. If you are a premium or concierge member on BillO'Reilly.com, you can get that transcript sent directly to you with every corporation that has donated to them. And then if you don't want to do business with those corporations or companies, don't. That takes my account. I seriously weigh that. Corey Patrick, Carmel, Indiana. I work for State Farm, and I had their home and auto. They doubled my premiums. They all are. They all are. All these insurance companies, even if you don't have anything, they're doubling your premiums. That's Bidenomics. And they get away with it. What are you going to do? I shopped around. I got a better deal, as I told you. But they're all doing it. State Farm, Allstate, all the ones that have said that. Millions and millions of dollars on the TV advertising. Boom. No explanation. I tried. David, concierge member, I recently completed Killing the Witches. I found the first part of the book so bizarre with the historical findings that you and Degard have shared that at times it was though I was reading something Stephen King wrote. Yeah. I think we're scarier than Stephen King. Killing the Witches is the best Halloween book you could possibly get. Sorry, Edgar Allan Poe. And then you'll go into modern times. It's pretty scary what we found out about the exorcism book and movie. So doing very well. We can't thank everybody enough. It was just number two on the New York Times bestseller list yesterday. Number one was a hate Trump book, which fell off like 70% after the first week. I don't know. I understand why people hate Trump. I get it. But why do you want to spend $25 hating Trump? That I don't understand. Learn something, Killing the Witches. Alice Greer, Victor, New York. I'm reading Killing the Witches for the third time. I feel it necessary in order to absorb all the information. Wonderful book. Okay, there's a lot of information there. And it's fun to read. That's what we do. Bill, this is from Bill Forrest, Woodbridge, Virginia. You said you were here for a reason, clarifying the truth and fighting evil are two reasons why I followed you over 20 years. I'm going to do that in a final thought in a moment, Bill. But I wanted to, you gave me an idea, so I wanted to give you credit for the idea. All right, so look, if you go to BillO'Reilly.com store, it's the middle of October. I mean, it's a blur, right? So I've signed 2,000 books recently. 2,000. I got to sign another 2,000. You want signed Killing the Witches. Got to get the order now because I can't. I'm a human being. My hand is gnarly. So for Christmas, you want to give a signed copy of Killing the Witches. Get the order in now. And I'll sign as many as humanly possible. But we'll get them to you fast so you'll have that gift already done. And believe me, it is a good gift. So I'll sign them for you, personalize them for you, whatever you want. But we got to know. So you might want to do that. And the word of the day is do not be agog, A-G-O-G. When writing to me, your humble correspondent, bill@billo'reilly.com, bill@billo'reilly.com, name and town, everybody. Name in town if you wish to opine. Back with a final thought in a moment. All right, final thought of the day, JetBlue. You know, don't like them. And I had a little confrontation. It went viral, all of that. So my daughter flies to New Orleans over Columbus Day weekend out of New York. 3-hour delay. Why? Nobody knows. Nah, JetBlue. Told her, but she's an adult now. I said, nah, I wouldn't go down there in JetBlue. 3 hours late. No reason. So according to FlightAware, which tracks all the flights in the USA, in the month of September, right, 36% of all JetBlue flights in this country were delayed. Average delay, an hour and a half. 36%. in a benign weather month, not snowing, thunderstorms much less, 36%. I'm telling you, you do this, it's almost self-destructive. Now, I don't want to drive these people out of business, these JetBlue people. That's not why I'm here to do this. But they're terrible. They're terrible. Okay? And Buttigieg, the Secretary of Transportation, have I ever seen a cabinet member do a worse job than Pete Buttigieg? Mayorkas. He's the only one. The Homeland Security guy is doing a worse job. Mayorkas is just beyond belief. But Buttigieg had a future as a politician in a Democratic Party. This is the worst. That's his job, is to keep these airlines from abusing their customers. Now, I flew, all right, from JFK in New York to London on British Airways, because I was afraid of the American airlines. Now, I got there, no problem. We were early, and the service was good. They were very well organized. I came back on American because they had a flight code share or something with BA. It was a good flight. And you could tell, it was senior people there, and we got in. Whenever you fly into JFK, you got to zoom around, but that's not the airline company's fault. Got out on time, we got in, you know, it's fine. These routes, transatlantic routes, they're usually not the problem. The problem is flying from Durham to Fort Lauderdale or flying from Tucson to Denver. That's the problem. Because these airline companies, they don't have enough reserve personnel or planes. And if anything goes wrong, it just backs up. And they don't care whether you're hosed. They don't care. They're not giving you a voucher for lunch or anything. They don't care because they know you got to go. I'm driving. I told you that in a Smart Life segment. If I have to go anywhere within an 8-hour radius of New York and it's leisure, it's not business, I drive because I'm going to save time. And now the traffic is so terrible from New York City north to Boston that I only drive at night. That's how terrible the traffic is here. It's just awful, insane. And we'll get into that, why about that. There's a reason. So anyway, JetBlue. All right. I know a lot of you are flying for Thanksgiving and Christmas. You got to buy your tickets now, by the way. You got to go now, today. You got to get them. But if you're going JetBlue, bring at least 5 killing books that you can read them while you're waiting, okay? Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you again tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.